All right. Yes, 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 yes. All the puzzle pieces are pretty much done, fit together, you know. Whew. It's been a wild ride. It's been a wild ride. So, if a person's under the dispensation of law and not under the dispensation of grace, then it goes back to their works. If they're under law, it goes back to their image, their works, their outward show, what they do. Look at me, Queen Bee, Jezebel, Delilah, narcissism. They're under law because they're in the flesh. And so what's the flesh? You see that in Galatians 5:19, sorcery, witchcraft, drinking, drugging, birds of a feather flock together. They all talk the same talk. So it's the same spirit, just a different person. If they're under law, and not under grace, it's the same spirit, just a different face. And that's why when you're around them and they start to shapeshift and you say, well, I just saw you shapeshift, look like somebody else. Because that other person was under law, under the flesh. But those under grace, it's faith alone. Under law, it's works. Works, levels, ranks, grades, ratings, do this, touch not, taste not, handle not, go here, don't go here, say this, don't say this, blah, blah, blah. Works, levels, you got to rise up in the system, ranks, you got to get that thing on your shirt, that look at me, look at what I've done, look at what I've accomplished, levels, ranks, grades, I got to have an A, grade A, ratings, my ratings got to be, you know, I got to impress mankind instead of impressing God. I got to magnify myself instead of magnifying God. Under law, it's nothing but works, levels, ranks, grades, ratings. Look at me. Look what I've done. Look what I've accomplished. Look at my clothes. Look at my job. Look at my house. Look at my car. Look at my image. But those under grace, we point to Jesus. The simplicity that's in Christ, we point to the simplicity that's in Christ. Jesus alone saves. Faith alone and Jesus alone. Under law, it's hard work. Keeping up with the Joneses. Keeping up with the Joneses. Under grace, you're already there. You already won. You're high, but you're not even in the 3D anymore. You're seated in the heavenlies in Christ by faith. It's not your works, but His works. We point to Jesus. So the cults and the cult members, they always say, look at my church. Go to my church. My church. My church. Instead of pointing to Jesus. The Holy Spirit points to Jesus. Those under law, you got to do this. You got to just think about the corporations. You better dress the part, and you better talk the part, and you got to have the name tag. It's all got to fit. It's all got to fit. It's a totally different world. So those under law, as you unfold it, you see Cain. You see the legalist. You see Jezebel. You see the Pharisees. Under law, you see the flesh creatures. You see the cults and the isms. You see the dead corporations. You see rules. Rules for spirituality. The Bible says to love your neighbors yourself, right? Under the flesh, you see narcissism, psychopaths, sociopaths. It's all about control. Think about it. Why did the Pharaoh want to control Israel? Because he's in the flesh. He's under law. So when we entered into the dispensation of grace, it went back to just faith alone, resting. It's finished. We're chilling. The true saved people that I talk to, they're just chilling. They're happy as a lark. They're content. Your shirt's not tucked in. I don't care. Your shirt's not tucked in. So, maybe I like it that way. Maybe I'm doing that to create some conversation so you might get saved. Come on now. Somebody needs to wake up. So the cults and the isms and the criminals and everybody's under law. Think about the criminal. They're trying to break the law. Think about the saved person. They're living above the law. That's deep. But you think about this, saints. The criminal's trying to break the law. I saw, you know, I've been in hospitality for a long time. The ones doing wrong, you knock on the door and they go back in the corner and you're looking in and you say, what's going on in here? And they're all in a corner hiding. You can see it in their body language. The prostitutes are trying to talk a big talk. They're such fast talkers. They come up with a lie, but then when you think about what they just said, it's like, that don't even make sense. They don't care. It's just a lie. Had a bunch of policemen bust the other day, break in and arrest one of them. Non-stop talking. They don't have any peace. Those under law have no peace. Those under law are doing some kind of substance abuse. But think about it. The thieves are under law, so they're breaking the law. The saints, the born-again saints, we're above the law, so we live above the law. Because if you love your neighbor as yourself, that's above the law. You don't hurt anybody. You try not to hurt. They want to hurt themselves. Think about those under the law. They actually hate themselves. So if you look at the offspring of the ones who hate themselves under law versus the ones who love themselves under grace, because Jesus went to the cross for them, the ones who hate themselves are in the death cult. Under law, and everything out of their mouth is death and cursings and fighting and arguing and blaming and projecting, just like the narcissist, just like the Jezebel, just like the MK Ultra mind control. They slam doors. They don't want you to sleep. They won't take away your sleep. They won't take away your health and stress you out and take away your peace. Those in grace. Let's say you're married to somebody who's in grace, and you say, honey, I'm tired. I just don't know what it is. She'll say, well, go to sleep. Sleep 14 hours. I'll find something to do around the house, or I'll find something to do. But those under law, if you say that to the narcissist, what do you mean you're tired? We got to do this. We were going here. They don't care about your health. They don't care about your peace, because it's all about me. Me, 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 me. It's me too. I've decoded this place to the hilt. Thank God. Praise God. I'm still learning. Hallelujah. But it's still, every time I learn something new, it all supports the previous teaching. I need to put this under AI and see what AI says about this. This is deep. Those under law are still in the old economy. That's why they're not happy and they have no peace. Those in grace, they're in the new economy. And that's why they're content in all things. And so the nations that are still under law, they're under the tit for tat. You steal something, they cut your hand off. There's no redemption in their nations, you know, China, Iran. All the nations that are under law are still, their laws are still like, there's no redemption in their laws, you know. and they're not happy. That's why they're jealous. Think about it. They're jealous of your freedom. The flesh hates your freedom because they're under law and you're not. You're like, they don't understand how happy you don't. You might not have a pot to pee in, but you're still happy. And they can't understand it. They can't understand that. They don't understand how you can go through so much persecution and trouble and attacks and everything. They just don't understand how you just keep on going like the Energizer Bunny. They try to steal your spouse, your job, your health, and you just keep on going. And they're like, I thought you'd jump off. If it would have been me, here's what they're thinking. If that would have been me, I'd have jumped off the bridge. How can you keep going? Because I'm not like you. We're not like you. You're not like us. They not like us. They're not like us. You're not like us because we're free and you're a slave. You're a slave. Your affections are below. Our affections are above because we know that we have no continuing city down here. It's just a repeat anyway. You're not like us. That's why when we get together, the saints, the true born again, we get along. We understand each other. And y'all look at us like we're crazy. And we look at y'all like y'all crazy. Y'all get along. Y'all want to paint the town. We just want peace. Y'all want to do something. Y'all got to be doing something under law, but we just want peace. Y'all want to always be doing something under law. That's what it is. You got to do something. You got to win your salvation, right? So those under grace, it's finished. So you got to travel, you got to do this, you got to go here, do this, touch not, taste not, handle not, do the go here. You're always wanting to do something because you have no inner peace. We just want to chill. We don't care about going to no stupid football game, basketball game. We don't care about going downtown or circus or whatever. It's just think about the word circus. The letter killeth. But the Spirit gives life. So y'all are under law and death and works. Y'all are dead. Dead man's bones. You're in the death cult if you're under law. And you don't even know it. You think you're alive, but you're dead. You think you're wise, but you're dumb. Because you're under the wrong dispensation. There's this girl in the drive-thru. I've seen her for 10 years or longer. And she's always pregnant. I said, how many kids you got? She said, one. I said, I thought you had like four or five kids. Are you married? No, I'm not married. And I said, how long you been married? I'm not married. Well, I thought you had four or five kids. No, I've only got one. You're like, what? What kind of reality is that? So see, even those under law, because it's fake reality, they have to create a fake reality. That's why Jezebel creates her own bubble, because she's trying to put you back under law. You're under grace. She has to create a fake reality, because if you're under law, it's fake reality. The narcissist has to create a fake reality because it's under law. Because there's no, the letter is finished. Jesus came on the scene. He fulfilled the law and the prophets. So those under law have to create fake reality bubbles because they're not under grace. That's why the narcissists, the Jezebel, the liars, they want to create some kind of fake reality illusion to pull you into. They're witches. The witches are under law. They're under a curse. Come on, people. If you're not in the economy of grace and you're still under law, you're so upside down that you can't even think right. Because that's not reality. The letter killeth. You're dead. You're dead. Dead men walking. Dead women walking. And everything that you try gets knocked back because you're in the wrong dispensation. You're in the wrong reality. You're not resting. you're trying to people please, trying to please your mama, your daddy, your brothers, your sisters, your neighbors. You're trying to please everybody. Instead of being content, you're trying to be a people pleaser. It don't add up. You're confused. You're in Delulu land, delusions. It all makes sense. I went through something recently and I realized I had to go through it to kind of coalesce this final teaching. And I don't know if it's final, but to bring this final understanding of the fake reality bubble. Those under law are under a fake reality bubble. So everything out of their mouth and their thoughts and their words is fake reality. And they're in delusion. And there's no way out. The only way out is get saved, trust Jesus, run to Jesus. But they're not going to do it. Because they want to be God. And if you say, well, why are you trying to be God? Even if they say, I'm not. Well, everything out of your mouth, actions, everything's trying to be God. Delulu land. That's why you got these workers sometimes that don't want to do nothing. They're lazy because they're under law. They're not under grace. They want you to do the job for them. They're trying to vampire off of you. You marry a woman and she has no power because she's not saved. You thought she was saved. You come to find out she's not. And she wants to sacrifice you. She don't have no, you know, these people who are not saved, they don't have any inspiration from above. So they're stealing your gifts. They're stealing your ideas and they're vampiring off of you. And they've been doing it your whole life and you didn't know it. They're vampires, psychic vampires. The law brings death. That's why they have to vampire off of your life. That's why when you open your mouth in grace and truth, not only do they think you're a fool or weak, when they see your meekness and your kindness, they think it's foolish. They think you're crazy. But we can do it because we have the power. They don't. They're afraid to be meek. Meekness means controlled power, but they're afraid to be meek and kind and nice because they feel like they're vulnerable. And because they think in the law, they think people are going to try to kill them. Because that's what they do. They think you're like them, and you're not. You're not like them. It all fits, people. If they're not born again, they're under law. If they're under law, they got their guards up. Those under grace, Jesus is your guard.